This is Mornings with Kale in Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA. Turn and face the strain.
Well, lots of changes are going on at Weld RE4. This is Dan Sigmiller is out as the Weld RE4 School District Superintendent as we kick off our local news roundup on your Friday morning, 7:07 now, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 1310 KFKA, Mornings with Gail from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Working from a piece out of the Trib by Ann Delaney. Now, Weld RE4 School District Superintendent, again, Dan Sigmiller, is leaving at the end of this month after 6 years as the top administrator of the Windsor and Severance system. The Weld RE4 Board of Education announced the move during a special meeting that took place just last night at the District Administration Building in Windsor. You had Board of Education President Jennifer Liebers saying that with the failure of the district to pass that $179 million bond package earlier this month, it's time for, quote, a shift in leadership, adding during a relatively short meeting, an 18-minute meeting, this is in no way a reflection that Dan did not do a great job. So Sigmiller's last day will be November 23rd. He'll transition to paid administrative leave status. He'll remain available to the district in a consultant role through June, unless, of course, he accepts another job. Now, Sigmiller's current contract runs through June 30th, 2024. This is according to information from the school district. Sigmiller will continue to receive his salary of $193,501 and contractual benefits through June 30th. The contract amendment document said Sigmiller proposed the transition plan to reduce the remaining 2.5 years on his contract to June 30th, 2022, with continued availability to the district. Now, for Jennifer Lieber's part, again, Ms. Lieber is a Board of Education president. She said the decision for Sigmiller to leave was made as, quote, a collaborative decision, close quote, between them. They agreed his departure was the best option for the district that grew into a divided community over the last several months. This, by the way, in a relative piece, as more than 6,500 signatures have been turned in to recall two Windsor Severance school board members. We'll get to that in just a few. But again, the district says Ms. Lieber grew into a divided community over the last several months, in part over a mask mandate in schools and, of course, failed bond measure designed to address growing student population and overcrowding in the schools. Now, as the piece continues, it's quite a lengthy piece, I might add. Lieber went on to say, "We want to do what's best for the community. You're a community member. Do you feel that this is the right move? Drop me a text on our text line, 888-530-0043. Give me a call, 970-353-1310. But she went on to say, the community is asking for this, and we need to move forward. So you had the Windsor Severance Education Association. This is a union and local affiliate of the Colorado Education Association, issuing a statement through President Stephanie Hausman, expressing concern over Sigmiller's departure. Hausman is an English teacher at Windsor High School. The statement called Sigmiller, quote, a constant presence in our schools, a collaborative worker with other district leaders and educators for the best interest of the students, close quote. Statement went on to say, Dr. Siegmiller's departure is concerning for many educators whose year has already been defined by turmoil. They have felt the impact of community conflict in their classrooms, not only due to heightened tensions in and outside of school buildings, but also due to increasing uncertainty around where the district is actually headed. Now, at the regular board meeting of education meeting, on Monday, the board will consider three issues or items to begin the path, because you remember this was a special 18-minute meeting that took place last night. So at their regular Board of Education meeting coming up on Monday, once again, they will look at three issues or items to begin the pathway for finding Siegmiller's replacement. Lieber said the board will discuss an interim or acting superintendent, the search process, and a permanent superintendent for the 2022-23 school year. The district wants a permanent replacement to begin July 1st. The amendment to Siegmiller's contract said his early notice on a departure will, quote, allow the board to commence a process to search for a new superintendent during the time of year when school district chief executive officer search processes customarily occur. Now, Siegmiller, 47, had been in the district for nearly 17 years. He became superintendent in July 2015 with the retirement of Karen Trussler, who is now serving as the interim superintendent of the Weld RE5J School District for students in Johnstown and Milliken. Siegmiller earned a doctorate in education and human resources, interestingly enough, just this year from Colorado State. Siegmiller, for his part, echoed Lieber's comments that his departure is the, quote, best opportunity for the district to move on. Now, apparently about 40 to 45 people attended the meeting held in the board's previous location in the district administration building. In September, the district moved board meetings to Windsor High School. Crowd gave Siegmiller a standing ovation when he entered the boardroom at about 7 p.m. They stood again at the end of the meeting. You had board members Russ Smart, Reagan Price joining Lieber at the meeting. Lance Nichols, who won election to the board this month after being appointed in the spring, participated through a phone call from Grand Junction where he was working on business. By the way, board member Chris Perkins was absent. Now, all four of those board members addressed Siegmiller in remarks during the meeting, and at times they grew rather emotional. Price, who with Lieber is the subject of that aforementioned recall effort by district residents, well, she actually wiped tears from her eyes. Smart read a statement. He said he had gotten through, or he had trouble getting through. Later, Smart remained emotional, as he said of Siegmiller. He's a great man, and I think he's done great things for the district. Siegmiller, like the board, had his chance to say a few words. He thanked multiple people during his remarks, relaying his fondness for Tozer and Rangeview, and he recognized the efforts and work of multiple individuals, including building principals and executive assistant Sherry Hoffman, who Siegmiller called, quote, my true boss, close quote. Siegmiller grew emotional as well when thanking his family, including his wife, Charisse, and their three children. Siegmiller said another superintendent once told him, the work is not a job, it's a lifestyle. And Siegmiller said he didn't understand really how far-reaching that comment was until he took on the job in Windsor. He went on to thank the community, saying, I'm honored to have served here for the last 17 years. But, yeah, more trouble in the Windsor Severance School Board, as more than 6,500 signatures have been turned in to recall two school board members. We'll get into that in just a few. Closing in on 717 now, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310, KFKA. This time check sponsored by the Candlelight Dinner Playhouse, where an outstanding production of Footloose the Musical, now winding down, last show, November 14th. But I have it on good authority, tickets are still available. So why not hop online? Visit ColoradoCandlelight.com. Candlelight Dinner Playhouse in Johnstown, Broadway in your backyard.
Everything you need to know about Northern Colorado is on NOCO Now. Weekdays at 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Northern Colorado's Voice and the leader in prep sports is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
That was Dan Siegmiller is out as Weld RE4 School District Superintendent. Another of signatures are in. More than 6,500 signatures have been turned in to recall two Windsor Severance School Board members. 724 now, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310, KFKA, Mornings with Gail from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Working from Peace out of Complete Colorado by Sherry Pipe, talking about the fact that this parent group, frustrated with how things are being run by the Windsor Severance RE School Board, actually turned in more than the required signatures on Wednesday to start the recall process of two members of that board. Now, it will be a month before Weld County Clerk and Recorder Carly Coppice announces if the more than 6,000 signatures, more than 6,500, I might add, whether those signatures that have been turned in indeed are valid. But Luke and Brooke Ailes, I'm going with, and I apologize if I'm mispronouncing their last name. Two of the parents behind the effort believe they are. Ashley Harrison was the third parent named on that recall. Now, Brooks said, honestly, I never thought there would be a need for a recall in RE4. I was convinced, parenthetically, despite many others telling me something different, close paren, the leaders of the district would hear the parents out and take the small steps to come together for the children. Windsor Severance, RE4 school district, home to about 8,000 students, with a portion of the district lying inside Greeley borders. District is led by a 5-member board of directors. Board President Jennifer Lieber and Director Reagan Price are the two members targeted for the recall. Two other members, Lance Nichols and Chris Perkins, who were both previously appointed to fill vacant seats, were up for re-election on the November ballot. Nichols retained his seat, but Perkins lost to newcomer Aaron Smith. Both races were pretty darn heated. And yeah, things got a little bit ugly as well, dividing the small community in battles that included multiple campaign finance violation complaints and more than $40,000 in campaign expenditures. Now, in addition to the recall and the two board seats, the district asked voters for that mill levy increase and a $180 million bond for new schools. Now, both of those initiatives failed, as the group leading the recall efforts also opposed the bond, campaigning against it with the slogan, "Right bond, wrong board." The recall itself has also divided the community, with signs on both sides of the issue in every corner from West Greeley to Windsor to Severance. You've got well-known local developer and Windsor native Martin Lind, who has historically backed the school district, sending a letter during the campaign to residents in the Water Valley development, that's a metro district on the southeast side of town, endorsing a no vote on the bond until the current board could be replaced. Now, signature gathering, always difficult, but pretty much an uphill battle from the start. Because Lieber and Price ran unopposed in their last election, the election was actually canceled. So rather than the usual recall requirement of 40% of votes cast, organizers had to collect a number equal to 10% of all registered voters. That's a pretty daunting 3,120 valid signatures per recall, air quote, target, close air quote, from active registered voters in a community with just 31,000 total registered voters. And nobody thought it would happen. But on Wednesday, Webb County Clerk and Recorder Carly Coppas confirmed she took possession of approximately 3,250 signatures each, hence that 6,500 total, for the two women. Carly Coppas has until December 8th to validate them. Luke said the group was verifying signatures as they collected them, and he is optimistic that they have enough to put the recall on the ballot, which won't happen until sometime in March or April of 2022. Now, should any signatures be rejected, the recall effort will have 3 days from the time of notification to cure those signatures. Coppas, for her part, said this is the first school board recall in Weld County that she has processed. Although voters in 10 other school districts of the 22 districts in Weld have contacted her for more information. Is this just the tip of the iceberg? She said it's also one of the first in the state under new recall laws that went into effect earlier this year. By the way, that law requires circulators to wear name badges that identify them as either paid or volunteer. The petition must identify how much the recall will cost. In Windsor, it's estimated to be about $85,000. It also requires the reasons for that recall to be truthful, and if the election ends in a tie, the subject of the recall retains their seat. Coppas, according to this piece by Sherry Pife in Complete Colorado, said that she would notify all parties involved by today of the exact timeline of events. 7:30 now, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310, KFKA. Well, as we talked about this morning, first it was General Electric, and now another 100-year-old company will split into two separate companies. Keith Wyman, Presidential Wealth in Loveland, weighs in just a few. 7:30 now, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310, KFKA.
Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Well, first, yeah, it was General Electric, and now it's the world's largest health products company by sales, a company that helped pioneer the industry. Yeah, that's a musical cue there, giving you a little bit of indication of who it is. Keith Wyman, they're splitting up too. Mm-hmm. Keith Wyman at 7:35 now, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA from Presidential Wealth at Loveland Inn. Who could it be now?
Yeah, it's Johnson & Johnson, the baby powder, right?
Okay.
It's all about efficiency, okay? Because, okay, J&J now will split into two companies, not now, within about the next year and a half to 2 years. Johnson & Johnson, which is the largest producer in the world of what it does. When you say, well, consumer health, well, what is consumer health? I mean, you ran through a very accurate list this morning, but you got brands mm-hmm. that we all recognize, Listerine, Neutrogena, Aveeno, Band-Aid. the list goes on and on. Yeah, the baby powder, and the company says no, that wasn't. Still says
yes.
No to the whole cancer thing.
Right. Yeah.
Doesn't stop
like
them.
Kind of like Facebook and Meta whatever verse.
Yeah.
That had nothing to do with it.
Doesn't stop them from being one of the, if not the largest producer in the world of the products that they do. Mm-hmm. So why are they doing this then? Same thing with GE. Remember we said that General Electric will split into aviation, healthcare, and energy. And the reason they're doing that is because over the century that they've been around, they've evolved into a company of products and services that have little to do with each other.
A diversity of products and services.
A diversity, yeah. Yes. Okay. And in business that is a good thing for some reasons and not a good thing for others. Johnson & Johnson here will split into two companies, one that is consumer health, the products and brands that we mentioned, the other that is prescription and medication drugs, the COVID vaccine. And other prescription and medication drugs that you may never know about, but doctors know about them worldwide. So what they're doing is saying both these companies will be better off if they can operate separately and specialize on what they do. And the market believes it. The market trusts in it. General Electric stock was up when they announced their split, and Johnson & Johnson is up after they announced their upcoming split. Yes. So, and both were factors in the market. Disney, a factor in the market yesterday. Disney actually pulled the Dow Industrial Average down because it missed on revenues and on revenues and earnings. But long-term Disney, the chairman of Disney spoke yesterday in several different instances and said, just long-term, I mean, the company is just absolutely amazing. So those all factors with regard to the market. And the market, the major averages are up this morning. The Dow is up 99 points, over a quarter of a percent, just over 36,000, 36,020. The S&P is up 2.5 points, 4,651. And the NASDAQ is up 8, 15,712. Yield on the 10-year Treasury, 1.55%. West Texas Intermediate crude oil, $80.35 an ounce. And Bitcoin, back and down, $63,810 on Bitcoin.
Do you happen to see this? Just breaking this morning as AMC Theaters announced it's going to start accepting Bitcoin, Ethereum, two other cryptos as payment, and says, what is it? Dogecoin is next.
Yeah. Another company there that is an example of pivoting into the future, and it has little choice because look at the industry. And the industry's recovering, and we saw that in Disney's news yesterday. Disney is movies, of course. And they their statement was yesterday that industry is recovering, but it still has a way to go. And a lot of pivoting into the future there as, once again, home theaters have taken away from the theater, the AMC business, and companies like AMC they're diversifying, as you said earlier, Gail, into doing products and services that enhance the theater going experience. We've got that right here in Northern Colorado, where you can go and get a wonderful dinner at theaters while you watch the movie.
Yeah, some theaters are experimenting with that one price concept where you can actually get refills on popcorn, but you pay one price.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, offering you refills on your drinks and, you know, nobody's giving you a side eye if you sneak out during the movie and just, you know, get a little bit more in your cuppa.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So, once again, the art of the pivot.
Although during the latest James Bond, you know, I got one giant Diet Coke because I wasn't leaving.
No.
I wasn't going to leave during that.
That was incredible, wasn't it?
It was unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. I still think it could have used a little bit tighter editing, but not complaining there. It was just incredible.
Yeah, it sure was.
Yeah. Well, you want your retirement years to be incredible, right? And my guess is, like the rest of us, you probably have a bucket list of things that you want to accomplish, do, experience during those years. Thing is, you got to find a way to make it financially feasible. That means you need a plan, no matter where you are in your career trajectory. In fact, the sooner you start with that plan, the better. That's why you need to give Keith Weinman, Presidential Wealth Loveland, a call.
Love to chat. Let's start that conversation. And that starts, like Gail says, with answers to your questions. Loveland Office, Presidential Wealth, 970-776-7500. Oh, and I forgot to mention, stocks that I mentioned today, both Johnson & Johnson and Disney are two of the 35 stocks that I recommend for long-term investors. If you would like that list of stocks, give me a call, and over the weekend is fine, 970-776-7500. If you get voicemail over the weekend, just leave your name and your email address and your phone number. And if you would like a call, and we can talk about it more in depth. If not, that's fine, too. 970-776-7500.
Okay, inquiring minds, you went there saying that GE, J&J, mm-hmm. on that list of 35 stocks, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So what happens? Is that list going to expand to 38?
We've got a year and a half,
right?
Yeah, before that happens.
Yeah.
Right now, the market is reacting very positively to that, so it may.
Mm-hmm.
That is, there are people that manage that group of stocks, that 35 stock program, and that decision is theirs. But you know what? I'll put that question to them, and we'll get an answer for you next week. What do they do?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Because you got GE splitting into a third, and J&J into two.
Exactly. And by the way, Johnson & Johnson said that it is paying, I believe, a 2.6% annual dividend,
mm-hmm.
and it says that dividend will stay. And so what they're saying is the two companies will still together pay that 2.6% annual dividend.
Mm. All right, Keith Weinman, Presidential Wealth, Loveland, thanks so much.
Okay.
743 now, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310, KFKA. Coming up, plenty of things going on with the Greeley Area Chamber of Commerce and Visit Greeley. We're going to check in with Jamie Henning, President and CEO of the Greeley Area Chamber of Commerce and Visit Greeley in just a few.
Prep Sports and the UNC Bears are on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Bears basketball on the Voice of the Bears. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
No, David, it's young professionals. Young professionals. In fact, it's the Young Professionals Group kickoff, sponsored by the Greeley Area Chamber of Commerce, actually gets underway today at 477 Distilling in downtown Greeley. 751 now, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310, KFKA, Mornings with Gail from the Auto Collision Specialist Studio. So pleased to be joined once again by Jamie Henning, President and CEO of the Greeley Area Chamber of Commerce and Visit Greeley. Hey, Jamie.
Oh my gosh, good morning, Gail. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, absolutely. Always look forward to the conversations because there's always so much going on with the Greeley Area Chamber of Commerce. So tell us about this Young Professionals event.
Yeah, well, first off, I love the stinger you played to bring me on this morning. Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
I will just say, is there, like, any more exciting time than when things are just starting? I suppose maybe when, like, big things happen, but no, we're excited about this. We're starting our Young Professionals presence here in Greeley in a big way, and the kickoff is tonight. And, you know, really going through the election season had me thinking pretty hard on this. This has been one of my early goals here at the Chamber, is to bring young leaders to bear in the community conversation. So, you know, post-election and kind of with all of our current workforce struggles and, you know, pandemic rethinking, this is a perfect time for us to lean into this work, so...
Now, do you find that young professionals are engaged and involved and enthusiastic about the process, or do they approach it with a little bit of trepidation?
You know, I think they're completely enthusiastic, and I think our job as community, you know, if our leadership changed overnight, how are we equipped as a city to bring them in? And I think the answer is to be thoughtful every time we have a meeting around policy or we have a meeting around the future of the community, to be really intentional that we are inviting everyone in the room, right, to share their ideas. And sometimes I think people struggle with, you know, who could I engage who is excited about these things? And I want to bring, you know, 500, we're going to set a goal of 500 young professionals in 2 years. I want to bring a big party together that that really wants to engage. And that way the next time I get asked, hey, do you have someone outstanding to sit on my board of directors? We can say, yes, we do.
You know, I think that is absolutely brilliant and forward thinking on your part, because when you look at that group of young professionals, well, they indeed are the future. And I know political conversations can be a bit, well, they can get a bit raucous and they can be kind of a fire starter. But I think it's important that we discover a way to get back to being engaged and being thoughtful and being able to have those tough conversations in order to achieve the betterment of the community.
Well, I'll give a shout out. You know, during the pandemic, we were facing challenges the world had never seen, Greeley had never seen. So working our way through that, the leader, the chair of my board of directors, is running his company, his family, multi-generation company, and is 35. So, you know, we have leaders on our board who skew much younger than your traditional chamber leaders across the country. And he stepped right in and helped and, you know, found ideas. So I think again, there's so many great voices we can pull into this effort.
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. All right. So give us the rundown on the Young Professionals Group kickoff. That's today at 477 Distilling in downtown Greeley. What time does it start, and what can those young leaders expect, and do they need to sign up in advance?
Yeah, so we do have it on our Facebook page. Come even if you have an RSVP'd. We're looking for 20 to 40-ish in age young professionals throughout the community. Starts at 4:30 at 477, and this is just the beginning. So we're going to talk tonight, a brief program, but a lot of social activity. And we're going to set up a council to lead this thing. So tonight we're talent scouting. So if you're interested in leading in Greeley and you want to come on out to our event, we'd like to meet you.
Now, Jamie, before I let you go, because I know you've got a lot on your plate, but anything else that we need to be aware of that you want us to know about?
Yeah, I'll just mention two quick things. So the Young Professionals Group is an activation inside our Workforce Opportunity Initiative. So we're doing a lot around this kind of crazy time for businesses still coming out of the pandemic and trying to lead. So that's really exciting to us. I'll also say, just to shout back to Veterans Day, I have a team member who just joined us for a visit, Greeley, who was a Black Hawk flight medic, and I've worked with many, many people in our armed services, and just want to give a shout-out to them for their service to our country. And I figure if she's done that, she can manage anything we throw at her at the chamber. So, again, a shout-out to everyone serving in our country. So.
Yeah, as I said earlier this morning, I believe that every day should be Veterans Day, showing our appreciation, our respect, and our gratitude. Because, again, America, the land of the free, because of the brave in our military. Jamie Henning, CEO, President of the Greeley Area Chamber of Commerce and Visit Greeley. Thanks for all the great things that you and your colleagues do. So appreciate you.
Hey, thank you for being a great partner.
Take good care. 757 now, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310, KFKA.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary, weekday afternoons at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Northern Colorado's Voice and the leader in prep sports is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Just a reminder, Kevin Carr, Fat Guys at the Movies, fatguysatthemovies.com, joins us this morning, as he does typically each and every Friday, right around 8:35, with some reviews on some new releases, including Belfast, Clifford, The Big Red Dog, and Red Notice on Netflix. But begging the question, should those who live on American continents be upset when we refer to ourselves as Americans? John Clark and a geography lesson coming up at 8:05. ABC News, then local news coming your way in just a few. 1310 KFKA, Greeley, Loveland, it's 8 o'clock.